With what's news from the Wall Street Journal, I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York. Hundreds of companies are seeking more government oversight of firms that advise shareholders. We'll have the details with Wall Street Journal reporter Gabe Rubin coming up. But first, here are some other top stories we're following. More details are expected from the Federal Reserve on Wednesday on its plans to stop shrinking its asset portfolio. Officials are also expected to offer more insight on the path of rate hikes this year. The Fed is likely to extend a pause in rate hikes after raising them four times in 2018. We'll hear from Fed Chair Jerome Powell later on Wednesday afternoon. A San Francisco jury has found a man developed cancer from exposure to Bayer's Roundup weed killer. The company is facing thousands of lawsuits from landscapers, farmers, and others over its glyphosate-based herbicides. This is the second case to go to trial. In August, a jury found Monsanto, now part of Bayer, liable for more than $289 million in damages in a case brought by a groundskeeper diagnosed with non-Hodgkin lymphoma. The second trial has been split into two phases. The jury will now hear evidence to determine whether Bayer's Monsanto unit should be held liable. Google has unveiled a new service called Stadia that will allow users to stream video games directly from the cloud without a console or other hardware. Wall Street Journal reporter Sarah Needleman says it has the potential to change the way we play video games.
If you don't need to buy dedicated gaming hardware, there's a lot less friction to get involved into gaming. So basically what Google is saying is that you could stream games to your smartphone, to your tablet, to your computer using a Chrome browser, or to a TV using a Chromecast Ultra device. So for people who don't normally want to plunk down, you know, $300, $400 on a console, they just whip out their phone or their laptop or buy a little Chromecast for their TV and off they go.
Google is also launching its own studio led by Jane Raymond to create games. Music publishers are suing Peloton, the maker of stationary exercise bikes that stream video, for copyright infringement. The publishers say Peloton used more than 1,000 musical works without permission and are seeking over $150 million in damages. They say the company failed to license with them to use their songwriters' compositions. Peloton said Tuesday that it received the complaint and is evaluating it. The company is seeking to go public later this year and is expected to seek a valuation of more than $4 billion. Still to come, hundreds of companies are seeking more oversight of proxy advisory firms. Hundreds of companies, including Chevron and Yum! Brands, say they want more government oversight of firms that advise shareholders. They say these proxy firms have too much power over shareholder proposals. Joining me now from Washington with more details is Wall Street Journal reporter Gabe Rubin. Gabe, tell us a little bit more about this industry. It's more or less dominated by two firms.
Yeah, 97% of the industry is controlled by Glass Lewis and Institutional Shareholder Services. And those two firms essentially make recommendations for hundreds of public companies, and they make these recommendations to shareholders who might not have enough time or resources, more likely resources, to do the research on these companies on their own. And these are for things like voting on who will be on the board of a particular company, or a shareholder proposal that deals with, you know, anything from climate change disclosures to, you know, the hiring, you know, diverse hiring standards. It really runs the gamut in terms of the recommendations that they make.
So companies say they are concerned about the influence of these firms over shareholders. What are some of the major concerns you've heard from them?
Yeah, public company concerns here mostly are about, they feel that these proxy advisory firms are somewhat unaccountable and that they have too much power over how shareholders vote. So some of the things that they want the SEC to look into are more disclosures related to conflicts of interest. So for instance, a proxy advisory company might be advising a firm and also making recommendations to its shareholders. So they see that as a conflict of interest, although the proxy advisory firms say that there's a strict firewall between those things. But when you get down to it, the public company concern can really be boiled down into the fact that they have to spend lots of time sort of combating these recommendations sometimes if the proxy advisors recommend against something that the company wants to do. So it really comes down to the time and money that they need to spend fighting against certain recommendations.
Gabe, what else are you hearing from proxy firms about this opposition?
The proxy firms that I've talked to say that this is sort of a red herring and it doesn't make sense. If you want to promote capital formation and you want to support, you know, growth in the economy, targeting them really doesn't make a lot of sense, and you should be focusing on more important things like getting more IPOs to the market. And they think that a lot of the opposition here is because they recommend things like more disclosure of executive pay, which companies don't really like. So it's made them into a boogeyman, which is a reputation they believe they don't deserve.
And meanwhile, the Securities and Exchange Commission has been working on this issue. What do we know about the next steps at this point?
So Chairman Jay Clayton sort of appointed Commissioner Elad Roisman to be the point person on this. And he came out in a speech in San Diego with a very sort of sober take on the next steps. And it looks like he's zeroing in on more guidance for investors about how to use the recommendations that proxy advisors make, as well as possibly some more disclosures related to conflict of interest. But he also cautioned that, you know, he wants more input from all sides of the industry, all necessary stakeholders, before he makes any final determination that would need to be voted on by the full commission. So I think that the SEC is really taking a slow, deliberative approach to this, probably slower than public companies would want. But nonetheless, they're going to take their time before they come out with any final determination on what they want to do.
That's Wall Street Journal reporter Gabe Rubin joining us from Washington. Thank you so much, Gabe.
Thanks for having me.
And that's What's News. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York for The Wall Street Journal.